you know, your focus can be service. And I think that's a great way of putting it. Your focus is service and pointing people to Jesus. And as long as that's your focus, you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Welcome to Church Media HQ. And before we get started, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by our free graphic of the week. So right now you could sign up at churchmediahq.com and get a free graphic delivered to you every single week. This is oftentimes a graphic that's relevant to the current time of year, could work for a sermon series, an event, or maybe a social media image. And we send you the graphic as well as the source files, PSDs, and all of that good stuff so that you can customize it and make it work for your church. And again, we send it to you completely free every week for a full year. Now, to sign up for this, it's really simple. Just head over to churchmediahq.com and sign up for one of our new forever free memberships where, yes, we're going to send you this weekly graphic, but there's actually a lot more free benefits available with that free membership as well. So check it out. Get the free graphic of the week and more. Sign up at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Well, today's guest is Joe Hinkle, and Joe is a creative, and he has worked in the church space in the past, and he really specializes in social media. And Joe has done some really great stuff, awesome stuff on social media. He's really figured out how to get good engagement. He helps other churches and businesses with their social media. He also does some work with video as well. And he is just a super creative guy. And I really enjoyed my conversation with Joe. We're going to get right to it. But I do want to let you know that if you want to make sure you're never missing an episode or any of these conversations with Joe, you're going to want to make sure that you're subscribed wherever you're listening to podcasts. And you can subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/mustincrease. And you will get every new episode that we release. So subscribe there at youtube.com/mustincrease so that you never miss an episode. All right, let's get right to this conversation with Joe Hinkle.
Yeah, and that is very true about a church in particular, because a church is not a building. It's not an institution. It is the people. And so, yeah, I really like how you point that out, that churches in general need to embrace that. They need to embrace that. You don't need to, because that is something for me that even with working with churches, like I said, I tend to be more professional and whatever. And so it can be very tempting to try to brand. And I used to, up until just a few years ago, when I kind of changed my philosophy on it, on kind of marketing and branding in general, I used to be way too corporate in the way I would try to like brand a church or help a church with their marketing. Because yeah, we don't want to come across as just a building or just some type of institution. The church is the people. And so then, like I said, to take that a step further and to dive back into the leadership aspect of it, what would you tell a pastor that maybe is hesitant to a pastor or assistant pastor, whatever, somebody in church leadership who's hesitant to do more with their personal, you know, Instagram or whatever, to, you know, because I know the fight is like, well, I don't want to self-promote. But the truth is sometimes, you know, again, all of these tools are at our disposal. And so anyways, what would you tell them in terms of if they were like, well, I don't know, I'm hesitant. I mean, what would you say to do with their personal accounts?
Yeah, the obsession of ministry is serving people, not promoting yourself. That is the obsession of ministry. As a Jesus follower, we're obsessed with making Jesus known and representing Christ well and serving people. We're not obsessed about ourselves or how many followers we have or you know, how good we look. Like, that's the core, like one of the core messages of Jesus of like, is like, oh, we're called to follow him. We're called to represent him well, and we're called to serve people. So every believer should be focused on how do we do that? And like, that's the purpose of my social media. My purpose of my social media is not necessary to, as I was specifically speaking to like church leaders, is not to like have a perfectly edited picture of you preaching or of like you. Like, the purpose of your social media should be to engage with people along with your mission, right? So that might be just a, it might be just, you know, your Bible open while you're getting ready for Sunday morning service and just take a picture of that and post it. Hey, how can I pray for you right now? Like that's gonna, because people are actually gonna comment it on it. People who go to your church are gonna comment on it, and you're gonna be able to pray for people. Like that's ministry.
Yeah.
So it might be, you know, a short kind of selfie video where it's just like, hey, here's a highlight of the sermon coming up this Sunday, and look forward to seeing you in church Sunday.
Yeah.
So I think the obsession is to, in branding and personal branding, is personal branding is a good thing. Like personal branding is, I guess, actually a moral thing. It's not a morally good or morally bad thing. It's not, it doesn't make you any good or less of a Christian if you have good personal branding, but it's just a tool. Social media is just a tool to do ministry. It's a tool to connect with people. So I think when it gets to the point where it's our obsession is more about how many followers, how many likes, how do people, what do people think of me? When our obsession in church ministry is like that, when our obsession on social media is like that, more than, oh, how are we serving people? How are we serving Jesus? That's when it becomes a problem. And going back to like, no pastor has a problem with his face being shown, in a sense, like a pastor's preaching every Sunday morning in front of people and is already has sort of a brand and has a sort of reputation and already speaking to people. And a lot of pastors are very engaged, you know, on Twitter and putting out their strong opinions or controversies. Like the problem is not the ability or the, or, oh, if it's a morally good thing, the problem is like the heart behind it when there's problems with, I guess, personalities.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to happen. You know, there are people that, and it can happen to anyone really. I mean, you can let your ego get the best of you. And so that is a precaution there, but I like how you put it. First of all, yeah. Pastors that, you know, you feel hesitant about that. Well, you're preaching at least once a week, you know, you're in front of people every Sunday, and most likely you're already got your messages out online on the internet. And then I like how you put it, like, especially if you're in church work, there should be no hesitancy to like try to serve people in that way. Like I can use my social media to be a great example of asking how I can pray for you or, you know, doing some element of service in that way. So yeah, I think that's really helpful. And I guess that's more for, because yeah, you're right. Obviously if you're a pastor in particular, and you're standing up and you're preaching every week, you've overcome, if you will, any type of, you know, stage fright or whatever it is to being afraid of being in front of people. I guess it's more for those who might be critical and say, well, I don't want to come across as just some, you know, arrogant celebrity pastor. It's like, well, no. I mean, yes, do those exist? Of course. But, you know, your focus can be service. And I think that's a great way of putting it. Your focus is service and pointing people to Jesus. And as long as that's your focus, you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
All right, we're going to get right back to the rest of the conversation here in just a moment. But I wanted to remind you about our free graphic of the week that you can sign up for at churchmediahq.com. And this is just very simple. You sign up, we send you a free graphic that oftentimes has to do with the current time of the year, could work for a sermon series or a social media image or something like that. We're also going to send you the source files, so the PSDs, so that you can rework the graphic and use it as a template for make it work for your church there. And again, we're sending this to you every week for free for a full year, and you can sign up completely free at churchmediahq.com. So get signed up for the free graphic of the week at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. And let's get back to the conversation.
Yeah. And I'd like to develop that for people who aren't even who are listening, who are believers, but aren't like, don't feel like they're church leaders or they're not on paid church staff, or for leaders in churches who want to kind of develop this sense of like, I want just regular believers start representing Christ on social media. My advice to those people is like, start representing Christ on the platforms that you already use in the ways that you already use it. So some people might not even have Instagram, or they only have Facebook, and they only post text posts on, they never post pictures on Facebook. Hey, how do you start representing Christ better in those? Maybe you only are on Twitter. How do you represent Christ better on that? Maybe you might have someone who just shares stuff to their story. How can you represent Christ better on that? Instead of just like thinking, oh, for the church to engage with people on social media better, they have to like learn all the different tools, and everyone in the church has to learn different tools. No, they just need to learn how to apply the message of Jesus to the tools they're already using.
Yeah. And so true, so good there. And I think if we all grasp that, all believers, that is, there could be just a great, there would be such a greater impact for Jesus, for the gospel. If we just tapped into that power of social media, I'd like to use the term digital outreach, because that's really what it is. It's an opportunity to reach out to people and share the good news and of the gospel and of Christ through a digital method, which, you know, of course, we learned more than ever that it was a very valid method of sharing that message, you know, over the past year and a half of being in lockdowns and churches having to be online only, you know, although that's not ideal. And I'm so glad that, you know, most churches at this point are reopened. It did help us discover this more, discover and embrace any of those doubters. I think now embrace the power of technology and the real capacity we have through digital means of reaching people. So, and social media is one of those ways. So, Joe, like I said, you are way more experienced, and you know way more about social media in this area. So, is there anything else that you think, hey, this is, as far as the topic of social media, this is worth mentioning before maybe we transition to something else?
Yeah. Know your purpose and be consistent in that. Like, for a church, it should be, we want to reach more people. We want to reach the people that we have and be consistent. So like, you know your mission. Your mission is to preach the gospel, to engage with people, to bring people into your community, right? So you know your mission. So be consistent in that. Just start with what you can. Don't let hold fear you back. Don't let insecurity pull you back. And then figure out some of the best practices of what's working on the platforms and what you can do to be efficient, like scheduling things out, like using a tool that will write your captions instead of writing them out by hand. Yeah. Like figuring out like, oh, how can you be efficient? You can effectively use social media and use it for 10 minutes a day, or maybe 2 hours at the beginning of the month and then 10 minutes a day, and be effective on running a social media account. You don't need to spend all your time on it to make a big impact.
Yeah. And so much truth there. And I'm sitting here and I'm kind of like getting a little bit personally convicted, because I'm like, I know that what you're saying is right, but for me, I struggle practicing it. But you're going to, again, hold me to it. I'm going to be doing better about it as we move forward. You've really, seriously, if nobody else has benefited from talking about this social media stuff, I have, and I really do appreciate it. Now, you
mentioned, I'm excited to see your first Instagram reel tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to it. So now you mentioned this as far as like scheduling and management, and earlier you referred to Facebook's, you know, business studio, creative studio, where you can schedule Instagram and Facebook posts from there. Twitter has something similar, that if you go in there, you have to go in their ads platform, but you can actually schedule organic tweets and whatnot. There's these social media like aggregators, you know, these management tools.
I love Facebook Business Studio or Creator Studio. They have two names for the same thing, basically. But if you have your Facebook account and your Instagram account linked, you can schedule on both. So you can go to Facebook Business Studio, you can upload a post and click Facebook and Instagram and schedule it out. The reason I love that is, first of all, it's just so easy and you already have access to it. You don't have to sign up for another account. You don't have to link another account. Everyone has access to that if they have an account. They might have to link it for one time and then they have access to that. That's why I'm a huge fan of it. But also, Facebook and Instagram are the two best platforms still for for a business. YouTube is kind of our own beast. And I would say like, that's more a video distribution platform. I would put that more in the Netflix category than I necessarily do in the social media category in terms of like, it's YouTube has its own scheduling ability and stuff. LinkedIn, I have never seen a church effectively use LinkedIn. I know it's possible, but like TikTok, there's no schedulers available for TikTok that I know of. And Twitter, like I don't see it as an effective tool for most churches. It could be. But if you're kind of new to social media and you're still figuring out, I wouldn't even bother with Twitter. I just see Facebook and Instagram. That's why I keep talking to Facebook and Instagram. But schedulers, yeah, some of those tools, I've tried some of them, but I just like Facebook Business Studio better than any of the tools I found. And I've tried like 5 or 6 of them.
Okay. Yeah. And that makes sense because, yeah, like you said, it totally makes sense for a church like Instagram and Facebook are kind of like the king, if you will, of the type of people you're trying to reach. So that does make sense. And yeah, my experience with the schedulers is, first of all, I mean, it's just another expense because most of them are pretty limited in terms of like what they can do for free. And I have heard, and again, not an expert at all like you would be. So I'd love for you to correct me here or speak to this. I have heard that it's not always, because what these schedules really allow you to do is to kind of like post the same thing to every platform at the same time. And I've heard that that's not always the best approach. I don't know if that's true or not. I heard it on a podcast or read it in an article one time. So I don't know if you've heard of that or not, or if that matters.
Yeah. I wouldn't overthink that part of it. It might affect your reach, maybe 5%, but for me, that's not enough reason to not use the tool. But I would encourage people to understand the platform as you're using it and know what's best for it. So, you know, so for LinkedIn and Instagram, it's different how you tag people, and you might use hashtags on one of the platforms that you might not use on other. You might, you know, you tag people a different way. For LinkedIn, it's a lot more about copy. Instagram, long captions really aren't that big of a deal. Like, people really aren't reading long captions on Instagram. Facebook, people are reading a little bit more, but it has to be like, not just like long captions about, but it has to be like maybe an engaging story or like interesting perspective. That's when people really read and engage on Facebook. So it's not necessarily about posting the same things, but like understanding each platform and the best practices. And a lot of times schedulers have a little bit struggle of tagging everything that you want to tag. So the little details do matter. Say Instagram, like tagging your location helps get more reach. Like, people can go on Instagram and click on your city. And if your church is being consistent in your city on tagging locations, they're going to start showing up in people's posts that are engaged with other content in your city.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So again, a lot of good tips here, practical advice. I've really appreciated it.
All right. We're going to pick up the rest of our conversation next week. And until then, I do want to remind you of all that we have to offer at churchmediahq.com. While we really love putting out this weekly content, we offer a whole lot more in terms of free graphics and other things. And you can learn all about that at churchmediahq.com. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode. And Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. And I do also want to remind you, we have another show on the Must Increase Network called Connection Culture, where we help you and your family navigate this really quite insane world of media that we live in. We give you insight on movies, technology, things like that. And you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on our YouTube channel. Well, until next time, I want to challenge your church with this. Try something new, because it's so much better to fail at trying something truly incredible than it is to continue to succeed at doing just the average. I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.